Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari 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 Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashto Tarasata Shishimadhi Sivain Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shira Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Iskon Fonder Acharya Shira Prabhupada ki Garantara Shimam Bhagavatam ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi O Glories to the Assembled Devotees O Glories to the Assembled Devotees O Glories to the Assembled Devotees O Glories to Shishi Guru Vanshi Guranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10 The Saman Bonan, Chapter 12 The Killing of the Demon Agasura Text number 38 Naitat Bichitram Manujhar Bhamajina Paravaranam paramasya vedasa Agopijat sparshana dhautapataka Prapatmasamyam tvasatam sudurlabham Naitad Bichatram Manujhar Bhamajina Paravaranam Paramasya Vedasa Gopijasparsana Dautapataka. Prapatmasamyam Twashatam Sudurlabham. Naitat Bichitram Manuchar Bhavajina. Paravaranam Paramasya Vedasa. Agopijasparsana Dautapataka. Prapatmasamyam Twashatam Sudurlabham. Naitat Bichitram Manujar Bhavajina. Paravaranam Paramasya Vedasa. Aghopijasparsana Dautapataka. Prapatmasamyam Twasatam Sudurlabham. Na, not, etat, this, Bichitram is wonderful. Manuja Arvamajinaha. Of Krishna who appear as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, being compassionate upon them. Para avaranam, of all causes and effect. Paramasya Vedasaha, of the Supreme Creator. Agha api, akasura also. Jatsparshana, simply by the slight association of whom. Dautapatakaha, became free from all contamination of material existence. Prapa, became elevated. Atmasamyam, to a body exactly resembling that of Narayana. To, but, asatam, sudurlabham, which is not at all possible to be obtained by contaminated souls, but everything can be possible by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Krishna is the cause of all causes, the cause and effect of the material world, both higher and lower, are all created by the Supreme Lord, the original controller. When Krishna appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, he did so by his causeless mercy. Consequently, for him to exhibit his unlimited opulence was not at all wonderful. Indeed, he showed such a great mercy, that even Agasura, the most sinful miscreant, was elevated to being one of the associates, one of his associates, and achieving Sarupya Mukti, which is actually impossible for material contaminated persons to obtain. Purport. The word Maya is also used in connection with love. Out of Maya, love, a father has affection for his child. Therefore, the word Majinaha indicates that Krishna, out of love, appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj and assumed the form of a human child, Manujarbha. Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the creator of cause and effect, and he is the supreme controller. Nothing is impossible for him. Therefore, that he enable even a living being like Agasura to obtain the salvation of Sarupya Mukti was not at all wonderful for Krishna. Krishna took pleasure in entering the mouth of Agasura in an sporting spirit along with his associates. Therefore, when Agasura, by the sporting association as maintained in the spiritual world, was purified of all contaminations, he obtained Sarupya Mukti and Bimukti by the grace of Krishna. For Krishna, this was not at all wonderful. Om Ajnana Timanmasya Ganyanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Mesaya Bhutale Shimate Ramapa Swami Niti Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Mesaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Bancha kalpa taruvya shakri pasindu vya eva chapatitanam pavanevyo paishnavevyo namo namaha. Agasura received Sarupya Mukti. So it is explained that there are five different types of liberation that the living entity can obtain. Sayuja Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Sarupya Mukti, Sharsti Mukti, Samipya Mukti. And then Prabhupada explains that there is a special type of Mukti that is called Bimukti. So, Sayuja Mukti is merging into the effulgence of the Lord. It's the impersonal liberation. Then Salokya, Sarupya, Sharsti and Samipya are liberations in which those who are devotees obtain. Those who worship the personality of Godhead. So Salokya is the liberation in which one obtains to live in the same planet as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarupya means that one receives a similar form than the Lord. Specifically is described that one receives this form, hand, form, just like the Lord, like Lord Narayan, four-handed, and with all the ornaments and things like that. Sarupya. That's a type of liberation that Agasura received. So the same form of the Lord. Then Sharsti means that one have the same type of opulence of the Lord. So one share the same type of opulence in terms of opulence, riches and Samipya means that one becomes an associate of the Lord. So in general, these are these are the liberation that devotees who worship the Lord in awe and reverence receive, and they obtain the Vaikuntha planets, and they become associates of the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets. The Vaikuntha planets is preside by the expansions of Krishna in the form of Lord Narayan. And There is descriptions of the Vaikuntha planets, specifically there is a descriptions of when the four Kumaras were trying to enter the Vaikuntha region. So there are different gates that one have to go, or different stages, seven of them, and then finally one reaches the last one, then one can come into the quarters of the Lord. And those doors are guarded by different gatekeepers. And then that seventh door was guarded by two gatekeepers that have the same form of the Lord. Their names were Jai and Bijai. And we know, we heard the past tense of Jai and Bijai, how they stopped the four Kumaras to enter, and the four Kumaras cursed them and to come to the material world. And eventually, long story, they decided to come three births as demons, and they were the celebrated demons, the brother demons in different millenniums that sort of were the ones that help the Lord perform some of his more incredible pastimes. So the first birth of Jayambijaya was of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And the Lord came as Lord Varaha, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Nrisingadev to kill both of them. And then they appear later in another millennium as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And the Lord appears as Lord Ramachandra to take care of them. And in another millennium they appear as Shishupal and Dantavakra, and Krishna took care of them. And they decided that they wanted to come back, although they didn't have, but they couldn't resist, I assume, to participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so they came back as the two demoniac brothers, Jagai and Madai, and they were liberated by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. So the description of the Vaikuntha planets is incredible. The experience that the four Kumaras had when they associated with the Lord, when we have the opportunity to visit this most wonderful holy place in South India named Sri Rangam. The Sri Rangam is the Vaikuntha realm within this material world. Basically, the temple compound have seven entrances. You have to go to seven different walls, and each one of those represents the different doors that seven different doors in Vaikuntha. And the inner sanctum is at the center, and that's where Lord Ranganath resides, or his altar is there. And so Lord Ranganath is lying down with Lakshmi Devi massaging his lotus feet. So the liberation obtained by those who worship the devotees in awe and the Lord in awe and reverence, they achieve this Vaikuntha realm. When the devotees achieve the Vaikuntha realm, they achieve mukti. But Prabhupada explains that there is another special type of mukti, and he calls this vimukti. He writes, but vimukti means a special mukti. When after liberation one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, special mukti. So the devotees in association with the Lord, they have this love of Godhead, prema. And once that achieved for the devotees, that is called vimukti. And there is different levels of intimacy of this manifestation of prema. And the highest that is described is the prema that is found, that is found in Goloka Vrindavan. So in Goloka Vrindavan, the devotees are considered the most exalted ones. And so Sukadev Goswami is saying that, he's saying, Manuja Arvam Majinaha, Krishna, who appears as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, being compassionate upon them. So that how extraordinary is this relationship that Krishna has with both his mother and father, and also the glorification of his relationship with his cowherd boys. This like extremely intimate relationship. In previous chapters, Sukadev Goswami described that different devotees on different levels, they don't even come close to the exalted position that the devotees of Vrindavan have. He says, neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. And the word that the mercy of Mother Yashoda is described as vimukti, vimukti dat, vimukti dat. So there is a special type of mercy that the inhabitants of Vrindavan receive, is Srila Sukadev Goswami describes as vimukti dat. That is the manifestation of that mercy is that the devotee forgets that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So there's an element of maya or illusion that happens. And in today's verse, the word maya is described, this again, manuja arba majinaha. is described as love. It's the what the manifestation of that attachment for the object of love. And so that is what we call this prema. Supreme spiritual love that comes, that is what connects both Krishna and the devotee. So out of that love, then Krishna appears as their son to reciprocate with their love. And that love in itself, that maya, becomes basically covers the understanding of the devotee of Krishna's position. And sometimes Krishna even forgets his own position, which is something that we hear in this pastime. He becomes bewildered. There's a supreme controller who is infallible, who is perfectly cognizant, who is in control of everything. He becomes bewildered. So it is explained that those are the actions of Yoga Maya, or the spiritual potency of the Lord that creates this. That makes him forget of Krishna's position. And that potency of Yoga Maya allows the pastime of the Lord to not be interrupted by any type of awe and reverence or understanding of Krishna's position. So the only thing that is there is pure love, and it's not tinged or mixed with any other thing. It's just that. It's the intimacy of love. And Sukadev Goswami says this is so wonderful. Just see, he is the cause of all causes. And this is a refrain that goes over and over as he narrates these pastimes. It's just in awe at the position of these devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan. Constantly, Sukadev Goswami, both Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, they just in awe of how is possible, how wonderful that here is the supreme controller, the cause of all causes, the cause and effect of the material world, both higher and lower, all created by him, the original controller. And he appears out of love as the son of Nanda and Yashoda and perform all these pastimes. So the fact that he gave a demon liberation when that doesn't supposed to happen in any type of imagination, that a miscreant, sinful person or entity gets the same position of an elevated devotee, It's not possible. It doesn't happen. It's actually impossible for a material contaminated person to obtain. And yet, he obtained it because that's the Lord's compassion. It happens that sinful entity participated in the Lord's sporting pastimes. And just because of that great fortune, then that demon participated or obtained the mercy of the Lord. And that's a principle that Lord Chaitanya brought to this world. Lord Chaitanya tell us that we don't have to, we can forget about all the four goals of human life: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. And we just concentrate on the fifth supreme goal, prema, pumarto, maham, that just to obtain love of Godhead. Because what Lord Chaitanya came to give us is the opportunity to participate in the presence of the Lord in this intimate setup in Vrindavan. Namo Mahavadyanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So specifically he comes to give us this Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Are the prema that is the wealth of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So now we may be in so many different ways of being contaminated, for sure, materially contaminated person, as it says here. The qualification for a material contaminated person to obtain this type of opportunity is impossible. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Mahavadanyaya, by his magnanimity, then it's possible. So something that is impossible becomes possible. The translation says that, and Prabhupada highlight that. So it becomes possible for us somehow or other to be in touch and to be in association with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Similar, just, you know, we may not be as wicked as Agasura, but for sure materially contaminated, so disqualified. And just like Agasura, by his great fortune, even if his intention was to destroy Krishna and his associates, but by being in association with Krishna and his associates, he became purified and obtained liberation. So here we are in association with pure devotees of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, through his teachings. We have the association of the parampara, the most exalted parampara of great personalities, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and so, I mean, one after another, most amazing personality, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and so on. Haridas Thakur, so many great personalities that we come into association by their teachings. We share, we sing and try to enter into the meanings and the mood of the poetry and songs. Beautiful songs of devotion of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we have that association. We have the association of the followers of Srila Prabhupada. We have the association of devotees and we have the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of his deity, his Archa-Vigraha. So, naturally, we receive the opportunity to become purified and to receive not only mukti, but bimukti. And that's what, you know, that's something that is extraordinary. Just as Srila Sukadev Goswami is expressing here, how extraordinary he is. It's extraordinary that he gave mercy to Agasura, but you know, that's not even so great in comparison how the manifestation of mercy that Krishna gives to his devotees in Vrindavan. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. Your last statement was Agasura's liberation is no comparison to the mercy he's given to the devotees in Vrindavan. Is that correct? I believe so.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that that there is this bhimukti or a special type of liberation.
Oh yeah, that was my question.
And that's something in reference to what he gave to Mother Yashoda, that in comparison to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and the Goddess of Fortune, Mother Yashoda have this most exalted position. And then he explained that there's this bhimukti. Bhimukti that.
The first thing that comes to mind when you mention that is the word compare, because in the material world, we generally like to compare ourselves with others. To try to come to the standard or to try to just compete. We always hear that Krishna is equal to everyone. These are some spontaneous thoughts. I'm not sure where I'm going with this, like usual, but he's equal to everyone. Therefore, there's not necessarily higher and lower. Sometimes I'm specifically talking about devotees, not like to demons who try to kill Krishna. I believe in chapter 9, verse 29, I believe, Krishna says, I envy no one, I'm equal to everyone, I'm not partial, something to that extent. And from what I remember, I don't really recall this purport, but I do remember that Prabhupada says something to some extent that Jesus says in the Bible, that the Lord is providing sunlight and rain, you know, to everyone, both the kind and unkind, good and evil. And the reason I appreciate this is because I kind of like to connect this to the verse of Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasadi Poi Bhati Lata Bish. The Lord, he's given us so many mercy, I mean, special mercy, especially for devotee given the seed of devotion. And we see that there's a similar passage in the Bible where Jesus says kind of the same thing, that even though the rain and the sun is equally distributed everywhere, but whether we cultivate the soil, it appears that the Lord is favorable to us or unfavorable to us. So it's our job to cultivate the soil. And if we don't, you know, then it may appear that the Lord is favorable and unfavorable to some devotees. However, we hear that there's three types of devotees: sadhana siddha, kripa siddha, and what's the other one? Sadhana siddha, kripa siddha, and I can't think of the other one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, trying to get a blank too.
Kripa siddha. sadhana kripa. Nityasiddha.
Nityasiddha.
Nityasiddha. Sadhana siddha kripa siddha. So my question is that how are we, can we give up? Because I'll just mention this part, kripa siddha, the Lord's mercy. So sometimes we see that the Lord can give his mercy to anyone, regardless of their sadhana. So sometimes when we come in devotional life, we think, and I know many devotees, I'm sure I've thought the same thing. How are they getting more mercy than me? They've been doing sadhana, you know, way less than me. They get them, you know, more mercy. Like, what's the deal? I thought the Lord was, you know, fair. So how can we give up this tendency of comparing ourselves and thinking, because the Lord says he reciprocates with us, but at the same time, it still, he may reciprocate, but it still seems like he's unfair. So how can we...
That's a good question. First thing is we tend to sort of try to understand this spiritual reality from the perspective of our experience, you know. So you see, you know, there may be favoritism and things like that, but obviously, as you quoted Krishna explaining, and also the acharyas highlight that he reciprocates accordingly. That's one thing. But from our perspective then, which is, you know, the part of the question that you made, how we can deal with that sort of propensity that is there of you know, looking, what is it, you know, and that we look at other places to see, oh, well, you know, if I should have the same reciprocation, the same thing. We tend to do that. It's true. If I see myself, I also find myself sometimes, you know, thinking like that. So what do we do? What are the things that we can do to help us with that? Well, one is that I find myself reminding myself is Krishna's instruction, you know, that there is a quota for each one of us, right? What is it? Ishavasya sarvangidan yatkinchit jagatyan jagat tiena tyaktena bunjita. Tiena tyaktena bunjita. That there is a, that is, there is a, there, we, each one has a quota, and we should not sort of trying to or cultivate the desire to have someone else's quota. So we should be satisfied with our quota. That's the one thing. And the context of that instruction is that it's perfect. Is perfectly complete, and everything is perfect. The arrangement that Krishna will make for each one of us is perfect. It's perfectly suitable. So that's, you know, that's the introduction of the Ishupanishad. Om Purnam Purnam Adayat Purnan Purnan Evan Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adayat. So that everything that comes from him, everything he does is complete and perfect. So the arrangement, this Ishavasya arrangement for each one of us is perfect. So if it's perfect, then the other thing won't work for me. So suppose if I see, you know, wow, you know, why this, you know, this devotee is having all these facilities and being recognized and is you know, yeah, like that, and you know, And I don't feel I have the same type of reciprocation. You know, one may feel like that, which is part of your question. So then, suppose if I have that same type of recognition that this devotee has, you know, maybe for sure something will happen to me that type of recognition will do something negative for my Krishna consciousness. Because there is something in me that I have to purify. So Krishna is very, is like, a, you know, the science of Krishna consciousness is very individualized. It's very personal. Like you see it in Ayurveda, which is also comes from Krishna. There's a very personal, individualized type of treatment that you receive according to whatever is happening, combination. It's very individualized. It's not the same. So similarly, just like an Ayurvedic physician, we have a particular thing that we have to be, that it works for us. So we have to understand that reality and then be satisfied, be, you know, this is actually perfect. This is what I need. This is just, because I understand that. I often thought like that, just my spiritual master helped me understand, you know, my pursuance of my music career back when I was doing that. It was confusing in one sense, why not, you know? And that thing still happens that we were three devotees who were leading this band, and the three of us were very, very talented. And somehow or other, didn't happen. Krishna didn't allow it. And, you know, everything appears to be right. Everything, you know, all the signs were there that this was going to be successful. But it didn't happen. Everything, you know, I mean, there were people, the people will say, and everybody will say yes, 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 but somehow or other, the yes never manifested into, you know, success. I told you the story of, you know, even when we were supposed to get a break in this huge concert, we were singled out of the concert. You know, a big storm came just on our spot. And then after that, the day was perfect again. So we're the only band who were out of the big concert. And that was, I say, this is a sign of God. It's not going to happen. So I was convinced, this is it, it's not going to happen. And then, you know, I quit. But then my two partners, two extremely talented musicians, they continued doing music. And they did amazing music. And they never make it to success. So then the explanation I received from senior devotees who were guiding me, my Guru Maharaj and others, is that if I would have received some success, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I wouldn't have the same opportunity that I have right now in order to get a chance to grow in Krishna consciousness. I wouldn't handle it. It would have been totally detrimental to my Krishna consciousness. So, in other words, is perfect. The arrangement for each one of us is perfect. And as we go in Krishna consciousness, then, and as we grow a little in Krishna consciousness, you start to appreciate how perfect it is. How perfect. How, you know, exact it is. And nothing else will work but this. So that's why, as we experience it, our faith grows. This is it. The only thing that remains for us is just gratitude. We're just grateful for Krishna's kindness, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. You know, how incredibly thoughtful the arrangement it is for us. So that helps, you know. Then, you know, I'm fine with my stuff. And I know, you know, I just have to tune in and try to, you know, go through what Krishna's arranging for me. Yeah. All right. Rakta Prabhu. He's on. He's coming.
Hare Krishna. Here we go.
Yeah, I had the same type of situation when I became an art, you know, when I was doing my artwork. I used to try to make like bargains with God. I would tell God, if you make me a famous artist, I will buy temples. When you make me rich, famous artist, I'll buy temples for ISKCON. And, you know, for many years I had that type of mentality that God was going to deliver me, you know, in the art world, in a like in a world famous type of way.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of anxiety doing, you know, to try to make deals with God and everything. And now it's weird. I'm not trying to make it in the art world, but I even enjoy doing art now more. Just thinking about Krishna and not thinking about any kind of success or anything. I do it as a meditation on God. And I'm all right with that. So I can relate to what you were saying about your musical.
Yeah, I just thinking to relating to what you say. Remember, you know, you rationalize when you're pursuing the thing. If I become famous, you know, then you have, you know, then how much preaching we can do to be, you know, people, influential people. You see how someone like such and such artist is, you know, having so much influence in the world, you know, and this and that. So imagine if a devotee have that position, you know, so you're seeing yourself there. But hey, not you. You're not going to handle that.
If I would have became really famous, I would have been probably a very corrupt person.
Yeah. Same.
I'm being honest, you know.
Same. I think it would have. I would have hold either, you know. So not. It doesn't mean that someone else can do it. There's some people who should be able to do that, and their Krishna consciousness is not going to be harmed. You know, say Ambarish Prabhu, the, you know, Alfred Ford, he's fabulously wealthy and he remains Krishna conscious. You know, very Krishna conscious. So, you know, some people can handle. Krishna knows better than anyone. So we should be grateful just by Krishna's kindness and arrangement. Just get the microphone here.
The funny thing is now I appreciate doing art, you know, thinking about God.
Yeah.
Without any type of you know, recognition or anything. I just, you know, it's my way of thinking about God.
Yeah, by the way,
that's where I'm at now.
Your room is amazing.
That's,
if anyone has seen, you know, for the people out there in the world that is listening to this class, ragtag room is like entering the universal form of the Lord. The only thing is that, you know, you have to make sure that doesn't expand outside your room.
it won't go beyond the door. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I made one last comment.
All right, but keep it short, okay? Because we are, it's 8:32.
It reminded me of one of the most important points that I was meditating on recently. I think I mentioned in a class the other day, but I'll reiterate it. One devotee told me, she was a pujari and her husband, we went to a college program. She told me, I don't have any talent, basically. I don't have an ability. And she knows I love to write. You love to sing and do music. And for me, she knew I love to write. And I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what I told her back then, but one thing, you know, some of the teachings I came across, one of the most important things is that we see that the Bhagavatam doesn't focus on one's ability, but one's responsibility. And there's nice two pastimes, Samson and Haridasa Kaur. Samson had an amazing ability, talent, world's strongest man in the Bible. And he had some enemies, the Philistines, and they couldn't defeat him. So they was like, how can we defeat Samson? So then they hired a beautiful woman. She found out the source of his strength, his hair. So she cut his hair off while he was asleep, and he was enslaved the rest of his life. And on the flip side of the coin, Haridasa Kaur, he was in the same circumstance, but he passed the test. And one of the most profound lessons I learned from these pastimes is that although Samson had strength on the outside, but because he didn't have strength on the inside, it led to his degradation. On the flip side of the coin, although Haridasa Kaur didn't have strength on the outside, but because he had strength on the inside, it led to his elevation. So from this these pastimes I learned, basically we should be less concerned about our ability and more concerned about our responsibility, because we see Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin. Like you said, you know, like I said, you know, I could have been a talented artist, but at the same time, if we don't have the strength on the inside, if it's not, you know, connected to our Krishna consciousness, then it's only a matter of time before we even lose our career. And one last comment, you said Krishna has Ampranam Adapranam. Krishna is complete and he has provided us with everything we need. Forgive me for paraphrasing, but I'll try to remember it to my best ability. But there's a nice quote that says, God has provided everything you need. You're the right height. You have the right looks. You're not lacking in anything. God has perfectly tailored your destiny. You're not created to be somebody else. We don't need a copy. We want the original you. Just like a suit is tailored specifically for a particular person. If you wore the suit of another person, it wouldn't work for you. So if we step into somebody's destiny, we may love their popularity, their talent, their whatever they have in their life. Put them in that same position, it wouldn't work for us. So God has perfectly tailored you for your destiny. And you were mentioning how we should become content with that and realize that. And that's only by Krishna consciousness. So thank you for letting me share that.
Okay. Thank you. Garantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki Jai.